Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So it looks like we're not going to get Bruno on the line. And look, I was hoping to have a conversation with him because Kevin McCarthy just, honestly, truthfully, one of the guys that, when you look at what happened on January 6th, somebody I want to see testify, but somebody I want to see out of Congress. And look, you know, as I was talking about our media, the sad reality is we're in this space and there's no one to help us because our political structure has even gone just completely haywire, where facts don't even matter. And I pointed that Lauren Boebert, who had the audacity. And this is one of those things, and I want my Republican friends to think about this for a second. She had the audacity to say that the Taliban is building back better, as you know, literally people are leaving, grabbing onto a plane and hoping to hold on. It's crazy to me, and it's just one of those things that at some point you have to go, enough already. The audacity. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to figure out what was banging through her head when she thought it was a good idea, when she thought it was a good idea to tweet out that the Taliban is building back better. I mean, I literally can't figure that out. I'm struggling with it on an enormous level. But my Republican friends, stop and think. 10 years ago, would that have been the line of the Republican Party? It is where we are right now. And it's dangerous, it's scary. And someone has to be held accountable. For me, it's pretty much that simple. And until we do something about it, like get rid of some of these bums, it's going to continue. That's why I've asked Bruno Amato to come talk with us. Bruno is running for Congress in California's 23rd congressional district against a guy who, you know, Nancy Pelosi called a moron, and they're selling moron shirts. I mean, if taking on that kind of a name doesn't make you go, what is wrong with these people? It just makes me shake my head. And here to share some thoughts on why he's running for Congress and why Kevin McCarthy. I've asked Bruno to be here. Bruno, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, how are you, man?
I am good. I appreciate you taking a little time for us. So why? Why are you jumping? Same question I ask anyone running for Congress. Why? Why are you doing this?
So I'll tell you something. I say this. I'm a veteran, and when I joined the service, I took an oath to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Kevin McCarthy takes that same oath every 2 years as a congressman, but he doesn't defend this nation. He defends terrorists who attacked us, and that's basically what got me to run. January 6th, man, that was the big, I had thoughts about running, but that everything came to that day, my decision.
No, and I've been saying for the longest time, we need working people to step forward and run for these positions, and we as working people need to vote for fellow working class folks to ask the tough questions, because look, we look at what's going on in Afghanistan, and you as a veteran, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on there, but, you know, for me, this isn't about Joe Biden. This isn't about even Donald Trump. This is about the entire system that for 20 years failed our soldiers and failed the taxpayers and failed this, not just this nation, but the globe with their lies and all the stuff that went on. But I guess I've pontificated a bit much. What's your thought?
Well, first I just want to say, as far as being from the working class, I see that union labeled behind you, and I'm a member of two unions, the Iron Workers Union and the Screen Actors Guild for the past 20 years, but I was a union iron worker for a decade. As far as this whole Afghanistan thing, I mean, to me, it was, from the get-go, it was, I remember the Bush being on that aircraft carrier with the big mission accomplished sign. Remember that? That was 20 years ago. I mean, it's, and we're still messing around there. All these guys, you know, I feel horrible, you know, that lost their lives or who now like have no limbs and, you know, their lives and their families' lives are totally destroyed because of this unwinnable war. It was like Vietnam all over again. It's just, I don't know what to say. I don't put all the blame on Joe Biden because everybody's like focusing on these past couple days where, you know, yeah, sure, things could have been done a lot better. But, you know, this thing has been going on. I mean, how long are we going to stay there? So it's just a tough thing, man. Yeah. I don't want to be a Monday morning quarterback and say, hey, this should have been done and this, that. I mean,
no, I'm with you, but here's where my point is, and I say this all the time. We should have never gone there, and I said from the beginning, if we do go there, because I grew up I was born in the late 60s. I grew up in the 70s, watching men coming back from Vietnam, being dumped into my housing project with broken minds, broken bodies, horrible drug and alcohol problems, and nobody helped them. And one of the things I said from the start is, if we're going to get into these wars, if we're going to do this stuff, we can never allow that to happen again. And what I want in Congress is I want somebody who's going to stand up for those people and say, you know what? We did this to these people. We need to help them every step of the way to get what we told them we were going to give them. And Kevin McCarthy, in my view, I may be wrong, but in my view, he ain't the guy to do it.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, 10 years ago, Kevin McCarthy promised the veterans in this district that he was going to build a brand new VA clinic, not a hospital, a clinic, brand new clinic. This was 10 years ago. It's now 10 years later, still no new clinic. So this guy makes promises, you know, like he does every day on Twitter. I mean, this guy it's shameful that like a district like this where, you know, there's a lot of hardworking middle-class people here. This guy does nothing for this district. I mean, besides veterans who he basically just lied to for a decade, you know, he hasn't held a town hall in 12 years. He voted against every kind of, you know, bill that popped up, you know, from the American Rescue Plan, you name it, anything that would have brought jobs and money into this district, he voted against. And the only reason he voted against it is because the Democrats proposed these bills. That's it. So he'll do anything to just be the opposer, to defend terrorists, to ignore his members, who are all, half of them are QAnon believers and all this nonsense. It's crazy. I don't get it, man. I you know, I'm a little older than you. I turned 60 this year, and you know, a representative should represent the people in his district, and this guy does nothing. Nothing for his district. This district, I'll just tell you a couple quick stats. You know, he talks about all these other cities like Chicago, New York, like, you know, Bakersfield, his hometown, which is where I am right now. Bakersfield has averaged a murder a day for the past, I think it's the past 92 days. The highest homicide rate in California for three straight years. Unemployment rate 2 points higher than the rest of the state. Vaccination rates 38%. This guy's a joke. I mean, he doesn't, you would think a vaccination rate of 38%, seeing people in hospitals and dying, that you would make a PSA to say, hey, save your family, save your lives, go get vaccinated. Nothing. This guy doesn't. He's down at Mar-a-Lago getting his friggin' marching orders from that other piece of garbage. It's shameful, man.
And this is why, again, I keep coming back to, our elite politicians have lost touch with the average everyday working people. And look, I'm not someone who believes in term limits. I think we, the voters, have the ultimate term limit. And when we need to throw the bums out, we do that. And we elect people who have our values. So, you know, when you're out talking to people, you know, because the, I'm sure the campaign is just beginning. So when you're out talking to people, do they get this? Are they seeing the kind of things that you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. People, I'm telling you, people around here, you know, it's a very red district. Don't get me wrong. You know, we're going through some redistricting right now. So everything points to it turning bluer. But the people I speak to, you know, They all wonder, like, what is this guy doing? You know, we had we almost lost our country, as you know, January 6th. I mean, if things would have went slightly different on that day, if those cops maybe would have retreated, and who knows what would have happened? Maybe they would have killed, God forbid, Nancy Pelosi or a couple other Democratic senators or congresspeople. Do you think Kevin McCarthy would have got up and said, hey, this is wrong? No, Donald Trump would have been president right now. Yeah. And this guy would have said nothing about it, man. This guy he's bad. He's bad news. His whole party is bad news. They're chaos. They're radical. They're just, sometimes I am at a loss for words.
No, I'm with you. I mean, because, you know, you're a couple years older than I am, but I could have never imagined what we saw on January 6th. I mean, in my wild, I knew things were going to be bad during the Trump years, and I said it on Inauguration Day 2017. This is going to be the worst administration in history, the most corrupt, the most graft, the most, the most chaotic, all of those things. I never in a million years said that there was going to be a coup attempt and the president was going to be a part of it. And we now know that that is a big part of it. And not just the president, but people like McCarthy who were involved in this stuff.
Exactly. You know, he was on Fox News. I mean, after the election, which was probably the most fair election we've had, you know, in the longest time, he was on Fox News like nightly telling people, you know, your votes were stolen. Donald Trump is really the president. So you fill people's heads with these lies night after night. I mean, Fox News does it every single day and night, 24/7. But a guy like McCarthy, who's supposed to be like the, minority leader, you would think there'd be some type of leadership or some kind of patriotism to the truth, integrity, honor. This guy has none of it, man. None. Zero.
No, I'm with you. You're listening to the Rick Smith Show here with Bruno Amato. Bruno's running for Congress in California's 23rd congressional district against Kevin McCarthy. You want to check out his website, brunoforcongress.com. We'll get links out on social media. So the question I've got for you, Bruno, is because, look, I look at someone like McCarthy as someone one of the people who has to go. How do we help? How do people help Bruno Amato move forward and take on someone like McCarthy, who has access to unlimited resources, has the power of his position, and a corporate Republican Party that really has their messaging and a messaging machine like Fox News and AON and Newsmax and all that? How do folks help you?
Well, you know, I hate to say it all comes down to money. I mean, money is a big part of it, of course. And this guy raises millions, and you know, he's in the back pocket of big oil, pharma, the NRA. So yeah, this guy, you know, I mean, I'm sure he could probably put a billboard on every corner if he ever wanted to. Not that he has to. I mean, because, you know, it's a red district. But I'll tell you this: like, we've put up billboards where we're spreading the word. I mean, to spread the word about, you know, that would help greatly. You know, people just saying, hey, there's this guy out in California that's running against McCarthy. You know, I'm trying to do my best to get the word out every day, whether it's on, you know, social media, Twitter, Facebook. You know, I got a great team behind me. We're raising money. You know, I've been endorsed by some great people.
And you've got some really great ads. I hope folks will take a look at the stuff that you've put out. I think it's really good. I sense that you're like me. It's a hard time asking for people to make donations. I hope folks will make a donation to Bruno at brunoforcongress.com, because it does come down to money. And the hardest part of running a campaign, it comes down to dollars and cents. And I understand that as much as anyone. Last line of questioning I've got for you, because one of the things that you got to have a platform. I mean, we've got to figure out how we make working class lives better, because we're in the position we are in now because of deindustrialization and union busting and all of the things that Reaganomics and neoliberalism brought us. For us, we got to go back on that stuff and rebuild which was once a very prosperous working class in this country. How do you do that?
Okay, well, like I was saying, you know, I've been a worker my entire life. You know, I joined the service at 17. I've been a union guy for decades. You know, like I said, I was a union iron worker. I've been a union working actor for the past 20 years. So my whole thing is get, you know, I told you about the crime rate here. You know, you stop crime and you get people working, like that's a big thing. So my main platform is jobs. And, you know, of course, if I were in Congress right now, and that bill would have been put in front of me about, you know, the American Rescue Plan. And I mean, of course, I would have voted yes on that. This guy votes no. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be tough. Like, you know, there's a lot. It's an oil industry here, you know, but I think the future is green energy. So, you know, I know that this district could you know, the future is green energy. And I know that we can make a lot more jobs for people that are in that industry and transfer them over, transition to green jobs. You know, there's so much solar, wind things already here. And it's the future. I mean, oil is not the future of this district. So, you know, of course, he's not going to say that. But
no, yeah, investment, I mean, investment is the future. I mean, we're going to, and this is why I'm such a big proponent of even the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan, but more importantly, the $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. We need those to reset the last 40 years of attacks on working people. And we need the jobs that come out of it, Bruno, because you're spot on. You want people to stop killing each other? Give them hope and opportunity and a family-sustaining job to where they can go to work, they can have dignity and respect, and they'll stop killing each other, it seems.
100%, man. You know, you could put a, you know, add 100,000 police officers on the street, but unless someone has something to live for, like a, you know, and a job is one of the main things I think that gives someone dignity. So you start giving people jobs and good paying jobs and union jobs, I'll tell you, you'll see a big difference in this district and all over the country.
Again, the website, brunoforcongress.com. We'll get links out on social media. If you don't follow Bruno, make sure you do. Follow him on Twitter at BrunoAmato_1. I'll make sure we get that out so folks can follow along. I give you credit for stepping up and throwing your hat in the ring. It's a tough road to hoe. But I hope you'll come back and share some more thoughts with us as you continue down this road. And any way we can help, let me know.
Thanks so much for having me, brother. I really appreciate it. And union strong.
Good stuff. Thank you, Bruno. Bruno Abbato, brunoforcongress.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around and listen to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.